Welcome to the teaching, purpose discovery, and prophetic ministry of Reverend Femi Akinola, commissioned by God with a mandate to deliver the oppressed and afflicted and help guarantee the fulfillment of their God-ordained purposes through the unveiling of the mysteries of God's kingdom. Be richly blessed.
I want to give you an expo today, and I title this message, The Earth is for Sale. It's an expo, so I'll quickly give you a runaway. This earth is not for free. You heard me right. You heard me right, Joshua. This earth is what? It's for sale. What I want to show you today, I give it to you from my heart. If you decide to suffer and you are close to me or close to this altar, you just made it a choice to suffer. If all you do here, if the only thing you see there is that they want to scam you, what do you have to be scammed? This earth is for sale. Life is pay as you go. In fact, life is not even pray as you go. In the realm of the spirit, we have a market, and in life, we have a market. Just as you will not enter into market and cry to get the things that are yours in life too, you are not going to cry. There is a price to pay. The clothes you are wearing, sir, Amma, it wasn't free. There was a price to pay. So join me as I show you that this earth is not for free. And don't forget this message in your life. Please put the YouTube handle there. Go and watch this message again. All of you subscribe to our YouTube and watch it. Put YouTube there. Let us see. Go and listen to this message. Listen to it 21 times. Listen to it in your car. Listen. Is the YouTube here? That's it. At Reverend Femi Akinola TV. Go and watch it again and watch it again. Carry your Bible if you have it. Did I knew this? I begin to oppress my oppressor. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3 to 5. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father David, and only him sacrificed, underlined sacrifice, and burnt incense in high places as altar. Only him sacrificed. Every other person was dancing. Next verse. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice, underline sacrifice. I'm not coming to thanksgiving alone. I'm coming to sacrifice. For that was a great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings. And Solomon underline altar. So we have underlined three things. Sacrifice. Offer. Altar. Verse 5. In Gibeon, the Lord did not send angel because he has done what nobody, both in his family and his generation, what they have not done before. The Lord came himself and appeared to Solomon in the dream by night. And God said, Solo, what will I give you? Let me continue from verse 12 to quote a long scripture. Behold, I have done according to your wisdom. And the Lord said, I have done according to your words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any rise unto thee. Next verse, please. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, but riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto you all thy days. What provoke it? Offering. Altar. Connect verse 15 for me. Verse 15. Go. Loud and clear body. Solomon awoke. And behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem. And stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. And offered a burnt offering, underlying offerings again. and offered a peace offering, underline it again, and made a feast to all the servants. The earth is not for free. Permit me to tell you, let this one enter into your spirit, soul, and body. It is for sale, this earth. Men buy it with a price. When they come to church, as I'm talking now, there is a market going on in the realm of the spirit, both day and night, and people are cashing out on other people's destiny. You better listen to me. You pay and you take it. You don't just pray. And that is why countries that doesn't pray, they have it, but you pray, you don't have it. I pray, may you have it. There is a price attached to everything that you need in this world. Yes or no? Even your little earring. No, so? Did you pray to get it? Or hearing again? One of the reasons Solomon lived a peaceful life was because he sacrificed for it. He said, my father fought wars. I know they fight. Another reason why Solomon did that was, the Bible says, once you are a bastard, it will take 10 generations before you enter into the temple. Oh my God. Judah did made a mistake. And 10 generations cannot enter. David was the next generation. And he said, I was glad when they said to me. But Solomon came. He came out of wedlock. And you know what? Solomon broke this. And when God sees sacrifice, protocols are broken. I preached to this over 120 pastors. And I touched with pastors that are born out of wedlock in the country. And all of them were liberated because I gave them the secret. Forget how you are born. When God sees sacrifice, protocol change. In this world, see, he said, up there, when you get up there, when you get up there, you understand what I'm talking about. There are prices you pay, you don't suffer like others. Somebody say, I hear you. When you get up, go ahead, that one, Deuteronomy 23, verse 2, and I continue. Please view life as a supermarket. That you enter from the door, you see things, and all of them has what? Price. You have three options. Pay and collect. Or walk away. Or continue to look. Can I pray for you? In this one time you have come to this world, you will not be a looker in the name of Jesus. Worry. I'll just give you this expo. When God called me, I was on the mountain for years. Ask him. They don't see me at home again. I was praying. And I said to God, I'm not going to beg. And the Lord said, if you are not going to beg, this is the secret. None of you, both the one online and pastor, I have never called anybody in my entire life to tell them I want to pay school fees. It can never happen. Since I'm married, I have never told this woman that the Kosovo ko salary. Because there's a secret I know. You are even eyeing me. Okay. Because I want to give you a secret. So it's either you collect it and pay. Or you walk up, walk away. You cannot cry to collect it. Yes or no? Be answering me now. You can call. I cry. The manager said, no problem. Take anything you want. Answer me now. Have you ever seen people crying in the bank? Even in the market. Even if you cry from somebody, so go she go and why do you buy me man for she shall be lower? Benny. Let me see your hand up as I pray one prayer for you. Don't miss it too. No matter the cost, if you need it, may you be able to afford it. I'm not hearing you. No matter the cost, they said ticket is expensive. If you need it, may you be able to afford it. Let me face this place. No, they are not responding. No matter the cost, they said car is expensive. If you need it, may you be able to afford it. What this is, they said building a house is expensive, even to buy land alone. I came to pray for you as your priest. If you need it, I said, may you be able to afford it in the name of Jesus. They said, sending children to good school is expensive. If you must send them to that school, in the name of Jesus, you will afford them in the name of Jesus. Let me give you the ogabatakbata of them all. If an unbeliever can afford it, oh my God, I pray for you. May you afford it too in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, if I need it, I will get it. Shall say, if I need it, I will get it. Shout amen, 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 amen. Sit down. You cannot take anything you don't pray for. Let's stay here till night and say, I do a cafe by here. Why shall I make that? When you finish, you will pay for it. You even paid before you got here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We prayed on people that are sick now. The Lord said, I am healing your body. Pray for me. You are Yahweh. The healing is happening. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. I want to use my mom because you are wasting my time. You are Yahweh,
Alpha, Omega.
Continue to play it. Let me be hearing it. Carlos Kitty, Maratos, Orotos Kiba.
You are Yahweh.
The Lord is touching your body. Don't worry.
You are Yahweh.
The Lord is touching
you
your bones.
Yahweh.
He is the healer. Who told you God cannot heal?
You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega.
Level 17.
There is no one like you.
So continue to play that one. I'm saying, Matthew 11. From the days of John the Baptist till now, the heavens suffered violence, and the violence taken it by force. See, if you are going to get it, you have to go for it, and you must be able to afford it. This life is not for people that cry. It's for people that pay. I was going out of mainland to Ireland, and a woman was in front of us, like five cars in front of us. She got to Target. I don't know what happened to her, whether she couldn't find her money or whatever. So I told the young man beside me, I said, that woman doesn't have money to pay. Take, run to go and bail her. There was nowhere we could go. So he got there and said, madam, you don't have money in your hand. He said, how did you know? Say, my God, I should pay. Take, go. Like, let me tell you, in this life, there is a gate you get to. You pay or you stay there for the rest of your life. Where there is no price, there is no worth. And any of you that you are here, you are always looking for free things. You cannot last in this life. Because that free thing that I've given to you, let me tell you, there's no worth, nothing there. Even the salvation you are enjoying now, somebody paid with his blood. If you're already angry, shout a big hallelujah. I know. I will manage. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 21. Money mo fe ja yin si se. I'm cutting my word. O ti deep ju. Then 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 21. And therefore, let no man glory in men. There is nothing you see in the hand of any man that you cannot have. No matter how big, polished. For what? All things. Okay? I'm not hearing now. All things. Now, all things are yours, but look at me. Find out the price to pay. The cars are yours, but you pay a price. Ben. The land is yours, but you pay a price. If I, he said, I have given you the land, but he said, but go and pay the price, content. Be content with it. So you have to find out. Look at me, everybody. Don't forget this one. I wrote it in red. If you are going to leave the ground level to a high place in life, you must buy your own portion in this earth. Go straight to the point. I want to buy now. Do all you can to pay the price. When you pay the price, your dependence on men will be very, very minimal. Some people sleep and money is working for them. Oh yeah, let me summon you, pray again. Even when you are sleeping, money will work for you. People buy the edge from the altar of the blood. I'm going deeper now. Follow me. The place you bought it from will determine how far you will go, because there are different markets. Hey, I want to go deeper now. And I stood here on the Wednesday and I taught you something. I'm going to teach you again now. In this world, people buy with so many things. The only one you know is you are buying with money. Come on, let me show you. People can buy a thing with time. So you leave the house, you took your time to walk, and they gave to you. They have bought. So they paid for your time. You can buy the earth with your sweat. You labor. And at the end of the day, they pay you. It's deep, getting deeper. You can buy the earth with your tears. And you can buy the earth with blood. Let me now break it down. The first one is what? Time. The first one is what? So you go walk. The second one is sweat. You walk. I've been walking since morning. The third one is tears. That's the level of fasting and prayer. I call it tears and sweat. Then you begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Unfortunately, all those ones, as big as they are, there is no covenant with them. And the next level is the blood. Is this mountain also shed blood? Wait before you kill your son. That's not what I'm saying. Follow me and listen carefully. Your eye, your daughter, when we get home, you are going to be used for sacrifice. That's not what I'm saying. Follow me. Let me teach you very well now. Are you there? There are five levels of blood, or six. And I taught you in our breakthrough service, the first one is the animal. The second one is the man. Don't worry, just follow me. Just keep your heart open. The third one is the woman, because the woman has a womb. The fourth one is the virgin, because she's still pure. The fifth one is a child. 10 years, 4 years, a child, because they are still innocent. And your gap, pata pata of them all that people go for is the fetus, the baby in the blood. Follow me. I said, I want to show you something today. This earth, you buy them, you don't cry to collect what you want. So I'm showing you everything that happened in this world. He just bought a car. He just do that. Somebody has visited an altar. And he did the right thing. In every organization and sect, there are inner scarcos. There are holies of holies. When you get close to the altar, and this is not a cult, the altar is here. If you know how to use it, I congratulate you. If you don't know how to use it, forget about it. So after the time, sweat, tears, told you about the blood, and I've told you the five or six levels of the blood. Will you remember them? So we can continue now. If you are still angry, shout hallelujah. You are going to be angry. The there is no sacrifice that can function without an altar. Say, let me hear you. Go. Good. And there are two types of altar. The altar of the Lord and the altar of the devil. Any man that is successful on earth, look at me, has visited an altar and paid the price. Should I still continue? Look at me. They buy what they desired in the earth. They didn't cry for it. They took it. Are you still there? Don't forget, the earth is a marketplace. The earth is what? The earth is what? Is that short? I'm almost done. It's an expo. In this one time you have come to this earth, you will not suffer. Let me pray for you in my language. Then you tell me in Igbo, this one time I've come to this earth, oh, Nigeria. Since I was small, anytime we are talking about friends, and there's no money, I will tell them, don't worry, tomorrow I will have money. And next day I will have money. Why? Because there are some things I know. As a small. So they call me Agba, as a teenager, because there are things I know. I'm sharing with you now. Why must you be suffering? It's not in age. You can be so old and so foolish. But when you have secrets, where others are stranded, that is where you are going to change gear. Hey, where your father stopped, I see you flying. Yeah. Carry your Bible. 2 Kings chapter 3. When you get home, please read everything there. A king of Moab sacrificed his son to buy peace, even against children of God that have prophecy. You carry prophecy. Look at me. Don't just carry prophecy on your head and be going about and say, I'm going to be great. And there's no sacrifice. You are the force they will use. And the Lord told them to go. No, so I will fight for you. I will win for you. Is our God weak? No. But they left the level of prophecy and they went to a higher level. There is aerodynamics, then there's law of gravitational pull. All of them is working on the same plane. It is the level you want. God can be your supplier or your provider. It is the one you want. There's a difference between them. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 27. I want to finish now. The way you're looking at me is not good. When the battle was too much for him, it took 700-something soldiers to sacrifice in Ogage. Then he took his only son, his eldest son, that you reign in his stead, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. Their own altar was on the wall, and there was a great indignation against Israel. Israel that carried prophecy, Israel that has the backing of God. You might have God's backing, and there is no sacrifice behind your backing. Let me tell you, you could be sacrificed. And they departed from him, they left him alone. And they returned to their own land. The Bible said there was indignation against them. They said, this one don't mad. What happened to our prophecy? What happened to our prayers? What happened? It has left the level of sweat, the level of tears, the level of time. It has entered the level of blood. And once there is blood, the spirit is involved. Should I still continue? Old Testament, New Testament now. In the New Testament, Jesus used his own blood to buy you and I back. He became a ransom for us. Angels, they went after women. He said, they killed prophets when Jesus came. He sacrificed his only son and the old earth. Lift up Jesus. Why? He is King of Kings. No, be mount.
Lift up Jesus. He is Lord of Lords.
1 John 5:8.
Lift up Jesus. He is King of Kings. King of Kings.
are suffering. If you are not smart, call yourself pastor. You'll be wondering, how are they doing it? You don't know where your mates made it in life. You will run to death. I'm giving you a spoon now. You are looking at me as a suspect. I've always been a suspect. But just listen to this one and prosper. You are even sleeping. They are planning to use for sacrifice. You are sleeping. And your own sleeping is very, very wonderful. You sleep like this. Do you know that in a family, one sacrifice happened, good or bad, it affects everybody? That is, oh God. When Jesus used his blood to pay for your sins and mine, he did not go to heaven with the blood again. That was why he came as a man, so that he can shed blood. When he shed that blood, the Bible said that blood is still speaking till now. 1 John 5:8. And there are three things that bear witness on earth: the spirit, the water, and the blood. Read it again. What? Read it again, please. Go. Okay, let's start from the beginning. One, two, go. And there are three that bear witness on earth. Have you noticed that with all the noise against Christianity, he cannot die? People are even abusing Jesus. They are pointing Jesus. He cannot die. When they have problems, they say, Jesus again. Permit me to call them Awolori Buruku. I have seen Babalawo calling Jesus Babalawo. Because they know no other name like the name of Jesus. You don't know that one again. No other name like the name of our Lord. No other name.
No other name like the name of Jesus. He's worthy of glory. He's worthy of honor. He's worthy of power and praise.
The Lion of Judah, the greatest of all kings, is sacrificed himself. How many of your religious leaders, look at me, I'm asking you, put this one on somewhere. How many of your religious leaders die for now? After 3 days, he rose from death. When I lead that one,
I've never seen a man who rose from death like Jesus Christ.
Shall I say it again?
Do you know why I believe in Jesus?
I'm asking you.
Do you know why it's so great?
After three days,
he rose from death. I've never seen a man who rose from death like Jesus Christ.
Matthew chapter 20 verse 28. It's an expo. I will soon, you know, expo na shap, I'll give you a run, man. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus gave his life so that you can come to him. And that's why we can say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry. And boom. If you are going to manifest, let me start from pastor. If you are going to manifest, you are going to buy your portion on earth. If you just pray, they will pass you by. That is why Psalm 150 verse 1 says, when the Lord turned the captivity of Femiakiola, we are like them that dream. That is the level of prayer. You are prayed and God changed your level. The Bible says, the Lord has done great things for Femiakiola. Wherein we rejoice, testimony. Now after testimony, attack comes because you need to go to another level. The Bible says, turn again my captivity. Turn again my captivity. Turn again my captivity. Oh Lord, like the sea in its stream in the south. The Bible says, this time around, they that sow in tears. Tears, I talk about tears. Shall reap in joy. This man carrying a precious seed in his hands and he's going about. He will surely come back. But you stay in the level of war when the Lord turned the captivity. You have forgotten verse 3. You have forgotten verse 4. If you are going to leave the ground level, teacher, if you don't want the people you have taught to come back and ask you how far, engineer, pilot, you are going to have to come to the side of the covenant. After 3 days, he rose from the
I've never seen a man who rose from the like Jesus.
In the Bible, the place of red is Jesus' word. And you know what? I follow Jesus' word about marriage. I follow Jesus. If I start teaching Jesus' word about marriage, there will be a problem. I follow Jesus' word about unbeliever. And he said, learn from unbeliever. Ah! He said, be as wise as Ekwensu. What was happened is Ekwensu. But be harmless as what? God is telling you there's something these people are doing. They get sense past you. You are too innocent. And I hope you know there are two different altars. I've told you there's demonic altar and the sacred altar. So you have to, if you go and pay price on the demonic altar again, because they'll be asking for you to go and bring this. They'll tell you go and bring that. They can go and bring this. Then you will come back to the altar of God. I'll be waiting for you cross-legged. So make your decision that nothing will take you to that Iyoyo Samange. Locate the altar of God. Somebody say, I hear you. Okay, let's go deeper now. Luke 16 verse 8. Deeper, since we have not seen any deep. Now you know see him. Luke 16 verse 8. And the Lord commended the unjust. See what? The unjust. So another says the wickedest one. Because he had done wisely. For the children of this world, your colleague in the office, they are in their generation wiser than the children of light. Now Jesus talking, this world is a marketplace, and there are two types of market. I'm going to another level now. There are many types of market. There are many types of altar. Two. Benny. There are many types of priests too. These two. Blood. But the levels of sacrifice. Time. Sweat. Tears. And blood. The blood. Man. Sorry. Animal. Man. Woman. Virgin. Don't forget. Me I taught you. Say. Anybody hiring you to use a sacrifice will die. Okay. Psalm 74 verse 20. Out of time. Sweat, leave it there, don't remove it. Leave it there in the name of Jesus. Time, sweat, tears, and blood. The only one that entered into covenant among them is what? The blood. And once you enter to the level of the blood, you are covered. Have respect unto the covenant, whether it's a good or bad covenant. There are places they get to. They said he is an Illuminati. Ark if you're more the body. There is a level you are protecting your children. When they see your children, they say, leave this one. Now the children of our person. For the dark places, so look at it, there are dark places of this earth. They are full of habitation of what? Cruelty. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. So, sacrifice is on the level of covenant. Carry your Bible again. I want to show you something. If you are here, you are still visiting dark altars, your day of suffering is coming, because they are going to ask for what you cannot afford from you. Amen. So the Bible is saying there are dark altars on it. And on this altar and dark places, there is a market. I will show you what they sell in that place. In fact, when you hear what they sell there, you will fear God. Isaiah chapter 52 verse 3. Are you there? Anybody in the dark that is negotiating for your life, negotiating for your soul, they will not return. This dark market, they trade in humans. They trade in souls. For thus saith the Lord. Finish it for me. For thus saith the Lord. Finish it for me. Wait. So somebody can sell himself or herself. I will show you how. Stretch your hand to the altar, everybody. Leave the Bible passage there. Anybody here that is already sold out? Father side, mother side. By the blood, I buy you back. I can't believe you are posing with this prayer. By the blood, I buy you back. And you are the one that cannot do without sex. You have slept with everybody in town. By the blood, I buy you back. In anywhere, an altar you have sold yourself to, somebody shout the blood of Jesus. Shout again 3 times, say the blood of Jesus. Shout again, let me hear, say the blood of Jesus. Shout it loud and I say the blood. I buy you back by the precious blood in the name of Jesus. For ye sold yourself for nothing, but you shall be redeemed without money. It's not money. There's a level you are going to do and go without money. God is going to buy you. Wherever you have sold yourself to, whoever has sold you out, today you are bought back and redeemed in the name of Jesus. Which market are we talking about? You read it yourself. Revelation chapter 18 verse 11. This is a dark market. So when I want to finish now, I will now come back to the light. This is a dark market. So in this life there are merchants. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. Now wait, look at it. For no man buyeth. Bible can make, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. Every merchant of darkness in your family, I command them to go on exile in the name of Jesus. You see, no man is buying their market again. Continue. Verse 12. What is the merchandise? Look at it. Gold, silver, precious stone, and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, fine wool, manner vessel of ivory, and all manner vessel of precious wood and of brass. Look at it though. It's getting iron and marble, verse 13, and cinnamon and odors, perfume and ointments, frankincense. Look at it though. Wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, beast, sheep, horses, chariot, slaves, and wait, don't forget about Jesus said the most expensive thing on earth is what? The soul of man. These people in that market, then they buy soul of man. If they can buy soul, why can't you buy what is yours? Something happened in this church when we were on the other side that pained me. Really pain. When the service one day, some of you remember now, and Lord said you are born, or maybe March, or I don't know, March or May, that they are going to call in your village that you should come, that somebody is sick. I don't remember now. And the Lord said, don't go. No be so. Few weeks later, they started calling him. I passed beside him one day and I said, do you have anything to go and give what is highest to you so that you don't leave that thing? Go and do it. He said he has that. When he got to the village, put this camera on me. You know what happened? He met his mother sick and all the children that were there. And in front of him like this, they told them to go and bring a goat, and in front of him they killed the goat. When he came back, he didn't tell us anything. He didn't even tell us he traveled. When the pressure, men, the pressure was much. The Bible said, go now. He said, but you heard when daddy said, somebody, I'm the one born on that day. Are you normal? Are you supposed to step out that day? Are you supposed to travel? He came back. He fell sick. From one hospital to the other. We went to meet him in Yaba. And I told everybody to leave. And I said, did you travel? He said, yes. You travel? He said, yes. He really? When are you born? He mentioned the day. I said, really? What happened when you travel? He said, when I got there, mama was sick. They brought a goat. They killed a goat in front of. I said, you are the one they killed. I said, I can't even redeem you because you have already been sheared. I turned my back and I left. When I'm preaching my own, you hate me because you think I'm against your family. Before you join this church, your family has scattered. I'm not the one that scattered your family. Before you came to this church, your family has what? I'm just trying to safeguard you so that they will not use you. I cried. If you don't sacrifice, look at me, and you don't listen to this instruction, they will sacrifice you. I just showed you now that they trade with what? The soul of them. Something happened in Ibadan. Or war, sorry. A boy, anytime he goes to the farm, you see that they have the very hectares. He said, Baba, who is doing the work for us? He said, I don't want, I employ them. They used to work at midnight. So when the man gets there, there is a pot. At the entrance of his family, he will just take the water like this and wash his face. And he'll be seeing people walking. And one day the son said, my father used to use this water. And the son, and he saw hundreds of workers. And the boy shouted, yay! And the boy ran mad. That was the beginning of trouble. The man didn't want to talk. He doesn't mind sacrificing boy, if not for prayers. How did he do it? He said he bought all their souls. Before they died, he has bought their soul. There are people listening to me now that they are just sitting, but their souls are bought. And that is why they put the date down. So time, you are going to be deleted. I pray for you. Whoever is negotiating on your soul will die quickly in the name of Jesus. They are not even ashamed to tell me face to face that I was going to die. Ask me, what did I do? Ask me, what did I do? Pastor Paul, I change my offering. Every day I offer. Every Sunday I offer. The least I will give is 100 or 200. Obu, I don't feel permit that they want to turn my family to beggars. Let them go ahead of me. I watched death pass over me several times. I escape. Can I pray for you? Which impose, may you escape. So in this life, there are merchandise of souls. There are people that say, I'm with your one leo. Belly. They say, I'm with your one leo. There are people that say, pregnant women, they. There are people that every month they remove fetus from pregnant women and they use for sacrifice. And they are your fans on Twitter, on Facebook, and everywhere. There are people that out of the people following them, they use one person every month and every year. Nobody will know, there are many. Now you understood my expo. Let me tell you what to do. Are you there? Yes, so you have understood that there are two markets, spiritual market and physical market? Huh? Yes, huh? Yes, good. Understood that there are soul traders. There are people that take somebody's soul. if they can take somebody's soul, they can take somebody's health. Say, look at me, they can take somebody's glory. They can take somebody's virtue. I was talking to a particular girl. I said, as you are now, you have two husbands in the realm of the spirit. I said, you have two husbands. The mother said, no, she's a virgin. I said, no, forget about virgin. I said, she's a virgin physically, but spiritually, this girl, what's it be more meta? The girl said, I said, no, be so. He's looking at me. I said, as you are now, you are Tokumbo. You know Tokumbo? You are finished. Finished. The spirit realm is real, permit me to say realer than the physical. Fine boy, forget fine boy. Are you just fine or you are spirit filled? Or every provocation you have removed your trouser? Oh, tearing kaka. You don't know that sex is a ritual and a market. You don't know? You don't know sex is a market. Keep selling your body. The remaining balance you will marry with it. Yeah, you marry with it. Husband has sold his body, the remaining 25%. Wife has sold her body, the remaining 12%. They now married. They gave birth to children that are half caste. What do I do? My one salvation. Pay attention to what do I do. I want to teach you. Pay attention. If you are still sleeping, shout hallelujah. Number two. Why must I be saved? There's no other way. There's no other way. You have to be genuinely born again. Don't be deceived. Don't deceive yourself. Original. Not fake. Number two, repentance. Repentance. Repent from your sins. And Bible says, shall we continue in sin? I will say, grace you are born. You say, God forbid. You slept this morning. You are still sleeping now. Sacrifice name. You can't pray. In the house, you can't pray. In church, you can't pray. I'm not looking for customer. Don't come to this church again. You can't pray. But if you are watching film, your eyes would be like bulb, touchlight. You finish watching season 1. 2 o'clock has finished. You are still seeing season 2. They said they will release it by June. You are cursing them. Why must they not June? They are stomping. I've been waiting for this film. I said number two. Number three. Warfare prayer against the market of darkness. Your children are going to school. You don't pray for them. That the head of my children will not be bewitched. There are teachers that when they lay hands on children. Are you there? There are children that when they lay hands on other children, there will be problem. This world now marketplace. Before they buy your children. For say me we buy them, but God will scatter them. A child was supposed to die on a particular day. I was walking my son to school, driving him to school, and I said, Sonny, somebody's going to come today to trouble you. When that boy comes, don't do anything. That boy is an Obangi and he wants to die today and he wants to use you. And the boy said, I don't fight. I said, you are going to fight today. Be careful. After school, I decided not to take the car. So I took, I just went there. I carried his bag for him and I said, how is school today? And he said, daddy, my daddy. He said, boy did this. And he said, the boy provoked him. He came from the other class to his class. He said, he has carried him. Jack him on the wall. And now remember, the boy wants to die today. He dropped him. Collected his pen for him and said, get out of here. What would have happened to me? Can I pray for your children? Some things happen, we say we don't understand. They will not use your children. They will not buy them. They will not see them. They will not touch them. If you are the only one I pray for, shout the biggest amen. Any satanic trader looking at your family. Looking at my loved ones, their eyes shall be blinded. We have prayer to pray. I have 10 minutes more here. Number four, don't give people access to your body anyhow. except you are sure. Don't give people access to your body. Sex is a market. My body, don't forget, is your sanctuary. Your body now market. You can let God use your body or let the enemy use your body. I saw the what they put on net some few days ago of a lady that ran mad. Beautiful girl, beautiful shape, walking naked on the road. Somebody have used her. I hope somebody has not used you. Number five. Find God. Find yourself. Find God. Find yourself. Number six. Know God. Know your purpose. I know God. Are you sure? Somebody has seen Obatala. I have seen great old elder women in another religion telling me, how did you know this? I say, forget. Psalm 119. He said, he had made me wiser than the ancient. I know God, and God knows me. Let me sing it in Igbo. Go. Say, let me hear you. Louder to Jesus. Listen to my language. Mama Oluwa. It's very sweet. Mama Oluwa. Is it not sweeter than your own?
Mama Oluwa.
See the ending.
Yesu Moruka.
Oh, you can't study reggae. See, know God for yourself. Somebody said, Daddy, if your father is not a Christian, I said, I walk up past my father. I got to a place. They told my father yesterday, somebody came here yesterday that looked like you. That's a money. Which mountain have I not stepped? Pastor said, which mountain have I not sent you to? He said, they climb mountain. Joshua says, he's going back. They were pushing his bum. You have to go. You see them enjoying now? If I tell you what we have gone through, I've been to mountains. I've been to mountain, and the only thing growing on that mountain is salt. Then in Nigeria, I've been to mountain where the cold and the hot water met. I've been to mountain that only the men enter. I've been to mountain that I use rock as my God. They said cult. I cannot join cult. I am more than them. I cannot. I'm too bigger than that. Look for another one. I can't say they see me. Check very well. Nobody me. It's my look alike. If I say shorter or taller, not me. Do you know God? You've got to know God. Know God. No, I can't do this. I'm more than this. There's a level you get to. You don't argue with nonsense. Just say, that's what. I know your purpose. Let me round off. I'm not finished. Love God, number seven, before you love yourself. Nobody are looking at me. Love God before you love yourself. Somebody say, I love you more than God. Run from them. They will kill you. They are obsessed. Okay, let me show you something. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 4. Look at Isaiah 43, verse 4. I will not read it so that you don't think I'm the one that wrote it. Isaiah 43, verse 4. I gave it to the media. That's the last scripture. Put it there. Let me see. Isaiah 43. What? Who did you kill? Okay. Open your Bible. It says, thou art precious in my sight. It's not there. Why did you like this? Did they kill somebody in the studio? Check. He said, I will give another man's life for your life. Oh, hey. In common, Bibelisa. In common, Bibelisa. Hey, Joshua. He said, because you are precious to me. the death you are supposed to die, I will commot it and I will give it to another person. Finally, the last one. Buy your portion on it. Are you looking for a baby? Buy it. It's on your altar. Are you looking for a husband? Buy it. It's on the altar. Let me tell you what happened to me. I have 4 minutes more to leave here. We invited a particular pastor to come and preach to us because my father-in-law said I should meet him. While that man was preaching in the other side, my son was sick. Before he became sick, the Lord told me, wake up. So I woke up and I saw that the food they gave him, he was just throwing it up. I carried up, went to the bathroom, and the man asked, what's happening? I said, I don't like how this boy is. We thought it was a joke. Hospital. The man couldn't stand when they are giving him injection because they couldn't find any vein in his body. So they had to look for leg. And the Lord said to me, sacrifice. We gave out a house. Ask her. And $10,000. She said, you are the one that is stingy. You know what the labor has collected from you? Olan will fall. Olan will ku. Olan will ba. We gave that sacrifice today. The next day, my boy was responding. So I would have lost him. Huh? Because there is no knowledge. Buy your portion on earth. I have taught you the truth. If you decide to suffer, now you know. Who told you to be wearing wig of 250 when the altar you are serving has not seen 250 before? The day they will buy a ram of 400, it will finish your entire generation. When you look into the house, there's no pepper, there's no maggi. You said, mention, any, go and buy pepper for me. No be so. You bought it. No be so. I don't know. No be so. When you check, we are supposed to buy shelf here. Go, you buy them. No be so. Likewise, you check your life. Something is missing there. Carry luxury. Hey. Carry what? Psalm 150. He that sow in tears. That luxury has become your blood. I have to tell people, quantify the amount of a goat. Some goat is 1 million now, 900,000. And bail yourself. You are sick for many years. You are waiting for prayer. They play. Buy your portion. I did something in front of everybody in the parlor one day. Money was not coming to my hand. I said, go and get a ram. Daniel, you are there. And they went to get a ram. I said, get a ram. Kill the ram. When they kill the ram, I said, share it for everybody on the street. The next morning, money came. I know secret. What do you call it? Anything you like, call it. How many people eat from you? It's only you and your family. Even the family before you feed them. What is sorrow? Buruku si won. Call your children on bread and butter on Mali because you want to give them 500 naira food. Those children say, no worry, Papa, we'll show you pepper when we grow up. You will suffer. Father, help me to buy my portion on earth. You don't want to be telling your friends, this car is powerful. They will never tell you where they have entered. Let them know you have an altar too. And on that altar, there is a priest to Jassi. Mo Jassi ba. Mo Shekini. That's on your feet, let us pray. I'm done with this expo. You are looking for healing. You are looking for healing. It's on the altar. Somebody is fighting you. It's on the altar. I told my elder, they are poisoning you in Kotu Market. I dragged him to the altar. He used to sleep every Sunday. That day I took him to the altar. I said, you should pray. For 1 hour, I can't believe he was praying. I thought by the time I get there, he would have slept. Mommy, he didn't sleep. when I came, I said, ah, he said, Lord, arrow out. I said, huh? When my daughter was going to travel, the money we needed was times 200. When the girl saw the amount, she knew the level of the father. She cried. I said, don't worry, I know a way. So we wrote all the money we had in our hand. In that office, we cried. We cried. I said, go and drop it yourself. You know what? That week, I was just yelling, baram, 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 baram. I said, baby girl, look at, I have shown her the way. When my children are writing exams, do you know what they do? They come to me with seed. I said, this one. They say, daddy, for this exam. I said, well, I said, oh, yeah, cool, like in shine prayer. But no, you just come to church. Once you maintain your hair, you maintain your beard there. Some are even maintaining church hair. You are combing church hair. I told about that idiot living with me. He'll be rubbing cream on his plate. I said, I see you rubbing cream on your butt. I told him, I said, what so far? Go and take his life now. I told him, you won't rub cream, so the butt. I don't get. Let us pray. Father, I cover that with the blood of Jesus. Are you done? Are you still laughing? Okay, is it funny? Okay. When you are finished laughing, let me know. Are you done? Okay. I refuse to be ignorant. I'm not hearing. I refuse to be a fool. Somebody was not selling. They said, go to pastor. When she came here, I said, they said, you are not selling. I said, what do you want to do? He said, they say, if I come, you will tell me what to do. I said, eh. Take care of your mother-in-law. Take care of your mother. Once you have done that, come back. She went, gave mother-in-law 100. Gave mother 100. The next week, she started selling. He said, sir, I should do and be. Kilotuku. I said, okay, let's do this one. If I told you, you will say, I want to chop your money. Ah, you look at me, Akiola. See, we are still going to pray against dark market, but let us receive sense. Well, somebody, I receive sense. I receive spiritual sense. I cannot be used for sacrifice. I buy my portion on it. By the precious blood of Jesus. I thought you were praying already. Hey, my prayers, okay. You are not praying out. You are not praying. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Since you don't want to pray, let's change the prayer. Say, every market of darkness, pricing my life and destiny, receive confusion. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Are you praying? In Jesus' name we pray. Anybody taking my name to the dark market? Have you seen what somebody said, collect his glory for the glory of my children? You've not heard it before. Don't worry. Anybody taking my children to the dark market? Receive the arrow of death. Lift up your voice and pray like that. Are you praying? Are you praying at all? Are you praying? In Jesus' name, we pray. Any good thing sold out of my life, I buy them back by the blood of Jesus. Will you lift up your voice and pray like that? Thank you, Lord Jesus. In In Jesus' name we pray. Dark market in my father's house. The pastor saw it that his mother was like this, the father was like this, and he lay down in their midst, and they sold him out that they should kill him. And he woke up, the pastor. What did the pastor? When he woke up, he smiled. Benny. And let me tell you, it is the good person in the family they want to sacrifice, so that the whole family can be put in darkness. You are surprised. Why does good people have a lot of battle? Because they are sentimental. And that's why you must respect your altar first. See, before you give family nada, do what? Go to your altar first. Send your altar first. Somebody say, I hear you. When the enemy shall come like a flood, the spirit of the Lord that you have sold to will raise a standard against them. The same family you are helping, they are planning to kill you. Why is he richer than us? Why is he handsome than us? Why is he gooder than us? Badra, any merchant of darkness in my father's house. Merchant of darkness in my mother's house. Receive the slap of madness. Lift up your voice and pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, pray. Let me help you so that you will not be confused. Now, when you want something, because you want to pray a prayer, Father, show me the price to pay. See, let me hear you now. For my life to change. When God started, when God told me, change your offering. So I changed my offering. I told you that time, I preached in this church about offering of 1,000. She? Did you do it? Don't go there. Oh. Don't go there. I didn't see your offering. Oh. A woman and a daughter came to the church one day, and when they were going the stairs to see me, I said, Ekabo, you people did not give offering today. They said, we gave. I said, you didn't give. The daughter said, they said they tried to give. The thing was declined. How did I know? I didn't see, but no concern me with your life. Stop saying you give 1,000. If you give 1,000, I will know. You will soon finish now. You will go to the place. You go to Boku there. You go and buy sardine bread. Let us pray. Are you still there? You are not here. You slept through our service, so you are here on my left hand side now. It's not a vision, I saw you. But I'm not coming you. And you did this very systematically. When you needed something, and you want to buy it, this is the secret. Start dropping something on the altar until the thing will engage. You cannot say, I've had now. You now brought 50,000. You want to buy Range Rover. Spirit with that guy. You should know that you are going to have to build it. Because sacrifice are builded. Don't say, he said, just sacrifice. Any sacrifice is a sacrifice. He said, see, even it's not all head that is accepted. How does he know? I saw it in Fimo. Father. I didn't say Father, I said Father. Show me the sacrifice. Show me the price that I will need to pay for my life to change. You have 1 minute to pray. Go ahead and pray. Good people. Tell them to go and sacrifice. You are not praying, you are looking at me. I cannot continue like this. In Jesus' name we pray. Stretch your hands to this altar as I pray for you. From my heart, I've taught you the truth, and God knows I did not manipulate you. So I pray for you. Power to know what to do per time, receive it in the name of Jesus. Yeah. At every gate of life, where it seems you are stranded, may you know what to pay in the name of Jesus. Yeah. This amen is not good. I'm just trying my best. I will leave. I am praying from my stomach. You are saying amen from your lips. I said, may you know the price to pay at every point of your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. May you be wiser than your enemies in the name of Jesus. Amen. This amen is not good. May you be wiser than your siblings in the name of Jesus. when they are looking for family scapegoats, hey, they will not touch you and your children in the name of Jesus. Hope you know that for every accident, somebody has been promoted. For every accident, I'm telling you, for every accident, somebody has made money. No man will use you or your children for sacrifice in the name of Jesus. Any hairline looking for blood. Any motor bus station looking for blood. Any road looking for blood. I hope you know that all your market, it is human beings they are sacrificing. Where you are selling. Anybody looking for blood. I hide you and your family in the blood of Jesus. They will not see or touch you in the name of Jesus. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress. My Lord in whom will I trust? I pray for you today. As you trust God, you will not be stranded in life in the name of Jesus. Among your mother's children, may you know what to do in the name of Jesus. Among your father's children, you will not be stranded in the name of Jesus. I they pray for you. May your life be easy among all of them in the name of Jesus. Abraham, do you love me? Say yes. Give me your only son. Whatever that is the only you have to give for your life to change. May the Lord show them to you in the name of Jesus. Do you remember that my journey started from my car? What was that, my first car? Mitsubishi. And I went to pay my tithe and the Lord said, drop. You are with me? And I said, drop it. The second car came, Land Cruiser. A man of God came, the Lord said, give it to him. Now they say, I'm using juju. Which juju? What have I done? The Lord that changed my life. I'm praying for you. It will change your life in the name of Jesus. By the power and the blood of Jesus. That high place that is meant for you, you will get there in the name of Jesus. Okay, since you don't want, your children will get there in the name of Jesus. Prizes I've given, you touch my children, you die. Job did that. When his children died, God gave him another child. Then from today, what you have lost, you will get them back in the name of Jesus. As your father, your priest and prophet, I have shown you the way, you will no longer be stranded. This earth, you will buy your portion. It will not be too costly for you to afford in the name of Jesus. The Lord give you sense to break through in the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you again because you don't hear me. The Lord give you knowledge to break through in the name of Jesus. How many times have I told you that when what you are having in your hand cannot feed you, you carry it to your altar and drop the bullshit? Huh? I want your two hands like this. What will make you shine, the Lord will put in your hand. What will make you to reign, the Lord will put in your hand. The Lord will give you the right contact and right people. In this one time you have come to this world, you will not suffer. Concerning you, I shall celebrate you. Housewarming, car, land, I shall celebrate you. Where you are supposed to be in life, you will get there. And I see your portion in this life you have come, that God will make your life to be easy for you. Yes. Whatever occupation, whatever thing you are doing, profession you are doing, that profession will pay you in the name of Jesus. Yes. You will not be the or dead, the stupid man, the mogul in that business. You will be a shining star there in the name of Jesus. Yes. As I have spoken as your father and priest, so shall it be in the name of the Father. Yes. In the name of the Son. Yes. In the name of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Jam your hands together to the Lord.
We believe you've been richly blessed by this message. You can join our counseling hour every Tuesday from 7 a.m. at Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry. Our prophetic hour of solution holds every first Wednesday of the month, time 7 a.m. every other Wednesday of the month. Apart from the first Wednesday is our healing service, time 6 p.m. Our Jericho Hour program holds every fourth Saturday of the month, time 7 a.m. Join us every Sunday, our prophetic Super Sunday service, every Sunday by 7:30 a.m. for online radio, podcast, and live streaming of our services. Visit our church website at www.femiakelaministries.com. Subscribe to our daily devotional and take advantage of our platform for our books and messages. You can also enjoy free messages download on our Telegram channel. Join Reverend Femi Akiola Ministries International or search for our handle, Sewing Official. For prayer, counseling, and inquiries, call 0806-460-3022 and 0809-237-7861 or 0806-078-2036. Email contact@femiakelaministries.com. Sanctuary of Wonders International Ministry, raising a people of integrity. Power, purpose, and dominion.